back on Downtown, 20 minutes after 4 o'clock on a Monday afternoon. Time for us to talk a little Maine Black Bear football as we welcome in the head coach of the Bears, Jordan Stevens. Jordan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Rich. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Great to talk with you as always here as we get ready for week four for the Black Bears. Boy, things started so well for you on Friday night. Terrific opening drive. 12 plays, 75 yards, and you mixed it up really well. Could never really get back to that with the offense. What happened from your perspective?
Yeah, certainly. They made some adjustments. I thought they did, they being Rhode Island, did a nice job of taking away parts of our run game. We really weren't able to respond, unfortunately, and had a number of three and outs. Really poor on both sides of the ball on third down, so that didn't allow us to extend drives. As you saw there in the second quarter, we had the unfortunate penalty, which set us back, and that really flipped the field. So we weren't able to recover after that in the first half. Coming on the second half, a lot of positives, but, put together a couple drives, but weren't able to sustain the production that we need to have to win.
So as you look at things and you get ready for this weekend's game against a very tough opponent in William & Mary, will you try to do anything offensively, any changes in personnel? How do you approach this one? Because their defense is among the best in the country.
Yeah, they have an outstanding defense. Really good front linebackers and a secondary that's a tough physical group. And, we're going to continue to look for ways to improve. Need to see improvement in a number of areas at each position. It starts with us, and that's where the focus is. It's about us and about us, executing better. There's a lot of areas to look into. It's not just the scheme. It's, the technique, the ability to play within the scheme. So, we can't shoot ourselves in the foot. We want to make sure we can take care of Maine football first.
Well, and everybody knew this first part of the schedule was going to be difficult. That's sort of expected every year when it comes to Black Bear football. How's everybody's spirits? It's tough when you haven't won for a while to get everybody positive and get that buy-in. How is the attitude right now?
Yeah, it's good. This is the challenge we have in front of us, and we're facing it head on. The only thing we can do is show up every day with a great attitude and go to work, and that's what we're doing. We have a resilient group here, the guys that love football. So they know why they're playing the game. They're playing the game because they care about what comes with it, and that's the brotherhood within the team. And we're focused on that and focused on improving.
What are some of the things as you went back and watched the tape of the game? What were some of the positives that you took out of Friday's game?
Well, you mentioned the opening drive, the way we started, which was much better than any other game we've started this year. That was really good to see, our ability to find ways to run the football. I think we're going to come back to a lot of those things with Tristan Keenan, with John Gay. We got Rohan Jones involved a little bit as well. And, saw some improvements up front on the offensive line. And, getting some spots back healthy, we'll be will be huge, but I did see some improvement there in the run game. Defensively, we hung in there. I think it'll be good to get our defense back this week after a full week of rest and get them back playing to our standards and where we want to be.
Obviously, it was a short week having to change the schedule and play on a Friday night. You ended up giving the guys Saturday off, is that right?
Yeah, we took Saturday off as a team. The players had that off and then had a workout and meetings and a short practice yesterday. And then they're off again today, and then we're back at it tomorrow morning. So, yeah, we're on to William & Mary and on to, just approaching every day like day one.
Well, as you know, it's a tough challenge, but I know from the coaching perspective, you look at it as an opportunity. You just keep taking on those nationally ranked teams, and I thought it was interesting, too. Look back. You're always looking forward as a coach, but that FIU team has been playing some pretty good football and knocked off UConn this weekend.
Yeah, I saw that. That's a really strong team. Seems like they're getting better each week, and, like you said, they've won three in a row now, so All the teams we've played have been really strong opponents, you know, who have that Rhode Island team is very good. So my hat's off to them. They're a big, strong football team with a experienced quarterback and some big receivers and a defense that's been the same scheme really for 4 years. So, that shows on in the games.
Absolutely. Well, Jordan, have a good week of practice, and we'll see you Friday as we make our way down to Virginia and the Black Bears take on the nationally ranked William & Mary Tribe. Thanks, Jordan.
Awesome. Thanks, Rich. I'll see you Friday.
You got it. Jordan Stevens, head coach of Black Bear football, with us here on Downtown or Black Bear Reports, brought to you by ClearPoint Capital. Call Mike Toole at 307-7718 and by Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road in Bangor. Take your business to the next level with professional and innovative work from Creative Print Services. From small restaurants to major universities, they can help you excel. The experienced team at Creative Print Services works with you to provide full-service design, print, marketing, mailing, and billing for your business or organization. Full-color printing, business cards and forms, brochures, flyers, and more. Fast, accurate printing is their specialty. That is Creative Print Services on the Dowd Road, Bangor, a proud supporter of the Black Bears. Call 947-2250 or visit creative-ps.com.